Okay. Topic tonight is Shtari Hadyotos, which is a confusing topic that requires clarity. I'm not sure if we'll be able to provide the clarity, but at least we'll try to start. The Mishnah tells us here on Kuf Mechasim and Beis, Moda Adam es Orcha v'es Par Barosav v'piva v'lo minaksav. So you're allowed to count the guests and the courses on Shabbos orally, but not from a written text. The Gemara asks, on Kuf Mechasim and Aleph, my time, Rabbi Amar Gzeira Shema Yimchok, Abai Amar Gzeira Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hadyotos. Either is a concern, Atu Mechika, if you're allowed to read off the guest list, you may come to erase it to make some emendations, or we're concerned that if we allow this, you may come to read Shtari Hadyotos. And we assume Lahalacha, like the second reason of Abaye, of Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hadyotos, see, for example, Shulchan Aruch Simen Shin Zayin, Si'if Yud Beis. But of note is the fact that while the Gemara here asers Mona Es Orchav Minaksav because of Gzeira Shema Yikra B'Shtari Hadyotos, the Gemara nowhere actually defines what the Isser of Kriya B'Shtari Hadyotos is based on. You know, it comes up tangentially in the beginning of Kol Kisven, Kuf Tes Ayin, and it comes up here, but the Gemara never directly defines what is the Isser of Kriya Bishtare Hadyotos. In fact, the Ritva here is bothered. What do you mean that this kind of Kriya Minaksav is Asr Gzeira Shema Yirka Bishtare Hadyotos? Bishtare Hadyotos itself is a Gzeira, so it's not a problem of Gzeira Gzeira. What's Shayach to have Gzeira Atu Bishtare Hadyotos? So the Ritva, Tibur Maskel Shema Yikra, just says that it's kind of a package deal. Ilav Halo Kaimaha, as Tosus in the beginning of Perikol Basar, for example, points out that every time you have the question of whether something's a gzeira, gzeira, look gzeira, you have to deal with it on its merits. Sometimes you have a package deal where, if not for the second gzeira, the first gzeira wouldn't be able to be upheld, and therefore the secondary gzeira is really part of the same package. Ilav ha, lo kaimaha, and kula chada gzeirahi. That being the case, what is the nature of, the reason for, the Isser of Kriya B'Shtari Hadyotos itself, and what are Shtari Hadyotos that are included in that Isser? So the Rambam Paskins, Perakuf Gimel Halacha Yates, Aser Likros B'Shtari Hadyotos B'Shabbos, Shelo Yehei Kederechol V'Yavo Limchok. So the interesting, the Rambam has a formulation of Shelo Yehei Kederechol, which is a Uvdin Dechol formulation, as we've seen in the past, although the Rambam isn't working off any Gemara per se that expresses the Isser of Shtari Hadyotos in the context of Uvdin Dechol. And he says the concern is Shema Yimchok. They point out that there is, however, Tosefta, even though the Rambam's not Mefurish, that does use this formulation of Uvdin Dechol. Tosefta is Perek Yuches Tosefta Beis. Tosefta says, regarding the Lach and Ar Mishnah, Mona Adam es Orcha Kama Bifnim, Kama Bechutz. So you have the VIP seating and the bleachers, you have the people sitting inside and outside. So you can count off who's sitting in the in Lamport Auditorium and who's sitting in the audio hookup. V'kama mano sarech sheitakin lehem minaksav, she'al gabi akosel, avalo min atav, avalo min apinkas, kiderach shivosa b'chol. So Tosefta does have this formulation of kiderach shivosa b'chol. It's possible that the Rambam got it from there. Be that as it may, the Rambam says the concern of Kriya B'Shtari Hadyotos is shema yavo limchok. And then the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, mona adam parprosa v'yas orcha mipiv avalo min aksav, Kidei Shelo Yikra Bishtare Hadyotos. So Shtare Hadyotos are Aser because of a Chashash Mechika, and the Isser of reading off the guest list is Aser Shelo Yikra Bishtare Hadyotos. Okay. There is a Chidush Haran of note, the Chidush Haran in our Sugya, Dibur Maskel Shema Yikra, who writes as follows. I saw in the Kovas Chitas Kamai, the Rimi Lanilis is basically the same thing. The Ron writes, Aser Likros B'Shtari Hadyotos Lefi She'ein Behem To'elis B'Tzarach Yantiv. There's no, he's talking in a Yantiv context, there's no Yantiv or Shabbos relevance, purpose, Ne'in amruyim letaltel. And therefore, there's an Yisr Muksa. So the Yisr Kriya Vishtar Idiotos, the round sign sounds like it's because since there's no Yontiv or Shabbos purpose, then it becomes Muksa, it's Asr Betiltel, and that which is Asr Betiltel is also Asr Bekriya. Inami Asr Shema Yichtov Tshuva L'Shoel Mimenu Davar. Or it's Asr because we're concerned you may come to write a response. That concern presumably would be limited to a very small subset of what would be included in Shtar Idiotos. A letter deserves a response. A guest list doesn't usually deserve a rebuttal. So the Ran has a formulation either of an Isser Muksa or the concern of a response. The Meiri as well has a possibility of Isser Tiltel. Meiri de Masel Hamishna Hashniya. He says maybe it's Aser Meiser Tiltel or Shelo Yehei Be'enav Kechol V'Yavo Limchok. Okay. Either you'd come to be metaltal, or that's included in some kind of ishtamshis b'muksa, as we discussed in the previous chavur, is whether there is a ishtamshis b'muksa, whether there is an iser of ishtamshis b'muksa. So either it'd be, you may come to be metaltal, or because it's asr b'tiltal, that means it's muksa, and it's asr b'kriya, because that's a form of ishtamshis l'shana. Okay. The other major position we've shown him in terms of the iser of shtari hadyotos is reflected in the Rush here, in our Parak Simin Aleph. It's also in the Riaz, that Shtari Yodotus is Aser because of Mimso Chefzecha. That it's not a Shabbos pursuit. It's a violation of Mimso Chefzecha, it's not Chefzei Shemayim. The Taz writes, Taz and Simin Shin Zayin Sivkata and Yud Aleph, that Rashi is of this opinion as well. And he points to Rashi on Kufta Zayin Mabez, Dibur Maskel Shtare, where Rashi writes that even an Igeres Shalom is Aser Mishum Shtare Hadyotas. That you'll recall, Tosas there takes issue with Rashi, and Tosas there and here points out that Rashi in Arsig does not say that. Rashi there brings up Igeres Shalom as being Bechlal Shtare Hadyotas. The very succinct formulation of Aratosis here, Kuf and Tesam and Aleph, Dibur Maskel Shtare Hadyotos, is that here Rashi explains it's Shtare Mekach Umemkar, as opposed to earlier Rashi explains Igeres Shalom. But Rashi in Arsag in two places defines Shtare Hadyotos as limited to Mekach Umemkar. Elisa Taz, in pointing to Rashi Le'el, says that Rashi is definitely holding that the Isser is one of Mimso Chefzecha, because then you understand why there is an Isser that extends to Igeres Shalom. If it's a concern of Shema Yava Limchok, as the Rambam has it, then what's Shayach to be Mochek? A friendly letter. If someone sends you a letter, you're not going to have any reason to erase it.
Why, isn't that also the business? He says,
Rashi earlier. Rashi says both. But Rashi here only says, Shtare Mekach Chumemkar.
I'm saying, how Limso Chepetz means what?
Of personal business, or to inquire into someone's welfare.
I thought it meant like to find an object. Like you lost.
No. I think that means to be Dorish B'Shalom.
Oh, okay.
To inquire about his welfare.
Okay.
Fine. Taz says it must be Rashi's also going with Mimso Chefzecha, because otherwise it wouldn't be Shayach. If it's only Shema Yimchok, then it wouldn't be Shayach be Geres Shalom. And he says the Rambam, who holds that it's Shema Yimchok, doesn't have an Isser of Igeres Shalom. So the acronym attack the Taz in both directions, and even if you argue on the details or the shitos, it could be the shitos is still valuable on some level. Meaning, the Elia Rabba, for example, points out that the Taz wants to make this into the shitos so that if you hold that Isser is because of Shema Yimchok, then it doesn't apply to Gerith Shalom. It only makes sense to apply to Gerith Shalom if it's a Mimsoch Eslecha problem. But the Eliyahu Rabba in Sif Katan Sim and Shin Zayin, Sif Katan Laman Aleph, points out that that doesn't work in the Ran. The Ran, Mem Dalet Amin Aleph, Bidape Harif, Dibra Maskil, the Hilchasa. The Ran there writes, sorry, Mem Gilman Beis. Mem Gilman Beis, Dibra Maskil, the Hilchasa. The Ran writes, Kigon Shel Cheshbono, So Igros Hashluchis, Limso Chafetz, Dikolamecha Shem Yimchok. The Rambam explicitly answers Igeris Shalom Mitam Shema Yemchok. Now he also points out that the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis, even though it's true that the Rambam in Yad doesn't mention Igeris Shlomim, but the Rambam in Perish HaMishnayis does. The Rambam writes Perish HaMishnayis in our Perek. Ta Masha Asir Limdos Minaksav Zera Shema Yikra Igeres Shalom Bishabis. See, the way he formulates the classic case of Shari Diotis is Igeres Shalom, that our Mishnah of reading the waiter's list is Asir Zera Shema Yikra Igeres Shalom. And he says, Uhuki Levat Sifre Hanavuos O Pirushayem Asir Likros Bishabis Abiyantiv Afilai Oso Sefer Bechachm and Chachmas. That the only thing you're allowed to read on Shabbos is Navi and Pirushim, but anything else, even a Sefer Bechachmim and a Chachmos, and definitely Igeres Shalom, is Aser. The Magen Mishnah on the Rambam quotes this Perish HaMishnayis and assumes that the Rambam actually holds like Rashi of Kufta Zayin, that Igeres Shalom is Aser as well, Mitam Shtar Hadiotos, and the Rambam doesn't need to spell it out in the Yad, but it's clear from the Ram Perish Mishnayis that he holds that way. Now, one could argue, and one could say that there is a Chazara, or the Ram Perish Mishnayis is not Lahalacha, which is presumably what the Taz would assume within the Rambam. But that's the Eliyahu Rabba's objection to the Taz's Taliyah. And then you could object in the other direction in Rashi, if you accept that there's some Chazara in Rashi, and Rashi also doesn't include Igeres Shlomim in the Yisr, that would be an objection. The other direction. Even if it's not true in the Rambam or the Rashi, it is true in other Rishonim. And for example, if you look at the Rambam in the Ramban, in Chidush HaMakuf Nun Aleph, the Ramban there assumes that there's no Yisr Bishtare Bigeres Shlomim. There's no Yisr Bishtare Hediotis Bigeres Shlomim. And so the Ramban may be working with a Shema Yimchok consideration. So, even if it's not to the Rambam, that Tliya Lishitasa may be true for other Rishonim. The Mordechai in Siman Reish Nun Dalet assumes, like the Rambam, that the reason for the Isser Kriya Bishtar Hediotos is Gzeira Shema Yimchok. And he says, based on that, that Iyun Ksav Bederech Havara is Mutter. That simply a cursory, perfunctory reading of written material is mutter because there's no chashash mechika in that kind of a situation. That the only isser is shema yimchok. So to read something with care, with precision, would be isser. But to read something in a very perfunctory way would not pose a problem. And that is similar, if not the same, as a shita attributed to the Bali Tosos, quoted in the various Chachmei Sfar, the Rashba has this, the Ritva has this, the Ran has this, that they quote a sheet of the Bali Tosas that they all reject, that lehistakel b'chsav v'limnos b'lvavos mutter, that you're allowed to look at the menu, look at the guest list, as long as you don't read it out loud, and that's mutter, and all these Chachmei Sfar argue, and that's what we assume lahalacha as well, in Shulchan Aruch, Siman Shin Zayin, Seif Yud Gimel, that Iyun below Kriya is Aser. But that may be Nafka Mina between the reason of Shema Yimchok and Mimsoch Efslecha. If the problem is Shema Yimchok, You don't have that concern to the same extent, perhaps not at all, if you're just reading in a perfunctory way. If the concern is mimsel chefsecha, so mimsel chefsecha is likely as much a problem if you're reading it in a perfunctory way as if you're reading it in a more rigorous way. Okay.
If you don't have the need for what's
written
in there,
right,
it's not a problem.
I guess if that's Tosfos Kula by Gerach Shlomim, if under certain circumstances, right. Now there are a few kulas in Magen Avraham that may all be part of the same approach. Those who in the Ketaberi Svarim, Shmir Shabbos and Rabbi Ribiat, to the extent that they look for limud chus to justify reading newspapers on Shabbos, they point to one or some of these Magen Avrahams. There's a Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Aleph Sifkat and Dalet. The Din of Shulchan Aruch there in Shin Aleph Dalet. Sorry, Shin Aleph Bey is in Shulchan Aruch. Is that Bachrim Hamis Angim Bikvitzasam Emerutzasam Mutter? That those lads who enjoy jumping and running on Shabbos is Mutter. V'chein Liros Kaldavra Shemis Angim Bo, and to look at something that you enjoy. So in that Sif and Shulchan Aruch, the Magen Avraham comments, the way that Prima Gadam understands the Rambam, the Magen Avraham, is that even though our Gemara has an Isser of Ksav HaMahalach Tachas HaTzura V'Tachas HaDyukni, they're reading the caption under the picture, under the statue, I guess let's digress for a second. What is that Isser of Ksav Shetachas HaDyukni Tachas HaTzura? So Rashi here writes Ksav HaMahalach Tachas HaTzura. Shema Yikar B'Shtar Hediotos. Now the reason you're not allowed to read the caption is lest you come to read Shtar Hediotos. Prima Gadim thinks that Rashi is lapped off. It doesn't mean Shema Yikar B'Shtar Hediotos, but he means Shtar Hediotos proper. The Meiri has a formulation that Ksav Shetachas Hatzur Tachas Hediokni is Aser. Because ein lecha shtar hediotos gadol mizeh, that this is super shtar hediotos. Benochanan has a lashon of lo garim mishtar hediotos. No worse than shtar hediotos, and the Miri has a lashon of ein lecha shtar hediotos gadol mizeh. So either it's aser atu shtar hediotos, or it itself is shtare hediotos. I saw in the Mereshes Moshe quoted from the contemporary Sefer Ayil Meshulash, which I didn't have a chance to go to the library to look at, but he quoted the Ayil Meshulash is quoting some contemporary or post of the last generation and made the following diuk or ha'ara, which is that Rashi explains here, and the formulation of Rashi is actually reflected in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi explains Ksav Mahalach Tachas Hatzura V'Tachas HaDyuknos Kigon B'nei Adam HaMitzayrim B'Kosel Chayos Meshunos O Diuknos Shel B'nei Adam Shel Maisim. The people who draw pictures on the wall of funny animals or statues or of war scenes Kigon Melchemes Dov V'Goyos V'Kos V'Tachteha Zu Tzuras Chay Uplonis Zu Diuknos Ploni Uplonis. They have these elaborate images, displays, and then you have the caption underneath. As opposed to Rabbeinu Chananel, who has a much more bland formulation of Tzuras Adam, V'Ksav Shetachtov, the simple picture, and the caption underneath. So some are quoted as saying that Rashi is giving you this elaborate picture because that's the only case which Ksav Tachas HaDyukni is Aser. If you simply have a bland picture and a bland caption, so that's not, there's no concern, Atu Shtar Hediotos, that's just a bland caption. It's only if it's a very elaborate scene, and you need explanation as to what you're looking at, where that's more akin to Shtar Hedyotas. Okay, so be that as it may, the Magen Avraham Paskins, the Magen Avraham in Shin Al Sekatan Tal, the way that people got them understands the Magen Avraham, that Ksav Shetakas Hedyukni is Mutter in a situation where Oneg he lo. And if a person enjoys reading the caption under the war scenes, then that is Mutter. Magen Avraham also writes in Simen Shin Zayin Sifkat and Tes Zayin that a shamish is allowed to read the guest list for a Sudas Mitzvah. Why? Because the whole reason that reading the guest list is Aser is that Atu Shtari Hadyotos, meaning Atu Shtari Cheshbonos. But cheshbonos are mutter b'mako mitzvah. So obviously that which is aser atu cheshbonos should be mutter b'mako mitzvah. So says the Magen Avraham in Shin Zayin Sivkat and Tes Zayin. And then to round out the picture, Magen Avraham in Simen Shin Kaf Gimel Sivkat and Hey says that when it comes to Gabe Tzedakah, here is a little more tentative, but he raises the possibility that a Gabe Tzedakah perhaps would be allowed to read notes in order to be able to announce the donors on Shabbos. Again, that's some kind of a Dvar Mitzvah dispensation. So the Prima Gadim, at least in one of the Magen Avraham, is in the middle one, but it may apply to the others, assumes that the Magen Avraham is working with what we accept lalacha, that the concern is not Shema Yimchok, but rather and if it's Mimso Chafsecha, so then there's more latitude to be Mako, B'makom Onek Shabbos, or B'makom Mitzvah. Parenthetically, Mishnah Brua and Sifkata Memzayin, Shin Zayin Memzayin, causes the Chari Tshuva, that when it comes to waiters, maybe even by Yisudas or Shusas or Heder, because we don't want to run into the Kamsa Bar Kamsa problem. The whole story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa happened because the waiter got it wrong. So we don't want to let that happen. So we're Mako. It's unclear what the basis is, because that's the whole din in the Mishnah. So in the in the Halicha of Shlomo, the Shulchan Shlomo, Shlomo Zaman, the quote to say he doesn't understand the Chari Tshuva. Why should Bar Kamsa make a difference? Be this or may. So the Magen Avraham is Mako in certain situations, Litzaref Onek Shabbos or Litzaref Mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, Kuntres Achron, Simen Shin Aleph, Oth Beis, asks on the Magen Avraham, what's going on here? You don't find that if something's Aser on Shabbos, so suddenly there's a dispensation because you enjoy it. That's conservative Judaism. That's not how halacha works. So that's the Shulchan Aruch Harav's objection. Presumably where the Magen Avraham is coming from, I don't think the Maharash is much actually says it this way, but I think I was somewhat influenced by the way he says something similar. So this may be attributable to him. I'm not sure you can take a look. But I think what you have to say in the Magen Avraham is that the classic, this works if all these things are utter Shtari Deotos, not Shtari Deotos themselves. The classic Shtari Deotos is still Mecha Chumemkar. All these other things are utter those classic Shtari Deotos. But given that it's only utter those classic Shtari Deotos, and there's a Mimso Chafzecha consideration, but that could be somewhat mitigated where there are other factors of Onek Shabbos or Dvar Mitzvah. And it's not, no one's Matir reading the stock market stats if it's Onek Hilo. It's only those secondary things that are usher utter the real Shtari Mecha Chumemkar, where maybe there's more latitude. I presume that's where the Magen Avraham is coming from. And that's those who quote Limud Zchus are a justification for reading newspapers on Shabbos, where there are no advertisements and the like, base themselves on this Magen Avraham. But you see, in terms of defining what is Shtari Deotos, there's definitely a lot of confusion and unclarity in Poskim as far as where you draw the line. Like you have that the Rambam Perashat Mishnayos says that even Sifrei Chochma are Aser. Tshuvas HaRashba, Chelek Zayin, Simen Reish Peches says that Sifrei Chochma are Mutter. Ayish Teri Doto, so that's not a Gudish Teri Doto. So there seems to be some kind of latitude or gray area in terms of where exactly you draw the line. I just stumbled across there's a blog called the Svarim blog, Dan Rabinowitz. So he dug up the following Maramakam. When they translated part of the Netziv, the Torah Tumim's Makor Baruch into English, my uncle the Netziv, it's probably before you were born, and that engendered some opposition, partially because of the representation that the Netziv would read newspapers on Shabbos, which people thought was blasphemous. But the Netziv, in his Chidushim Ramei Sada, points out the following diuk in our Gemara. It says, Sav hamalak tachas etzura v'tachas dukhnos aser l'kroso v'dukhna asma af b'chol aser l'histakalba. So he says, he quotes in the Rabbeinu Yonah in the Rush, which is the Rishon that argues on the Bali Tosfos that was quoted as being matir iyun Ian Kao or Glo Kriya, saying that Ian B'machshav is also Aser. The Lean Era says the Netziv, V'di'isa Aser L'kroso V'di'ukna Asma Aser L'stakel Shema Mina D'b'chsav Mutter L'stakel Rak Aser L'kroso. The D'yukna is Aser L'stakel, B'chsav Taka the D'yukna is Mutter L'stakel. It's just Aser B'kriya, meaning it's Aser B'kriya out loud. The Nistaklis would be mutter. So that may be justification for reading not out loud. And then, so this Svarim blog quotes that there is a tshuva of the Netziv printed in a Torah journal called Icher Sofrim, edited by Rav Kook, in which he writes this idea that even though in Shulchan Aruch it says the Shtari Deotas or Aser B'kriya, even silently, even not reading it out loud, but Ksav Mahalach Takas Adyukna Aser L'stakel Behem Aser L'kroso. Then he says the same ideas in the Rami Sada, that maybe it would be mutter, and that's why he says it might be mutter to read newspapers on Shabbos. Then he quotes here that people attacked the editor of this journal for this. Someone wrote a letter to Rav Kook's father, Loli Adarit, how can you say such Lashon Hara about the Netziv? But apparently he quotes that the Netziv was consistent in a couple places as suggesting the possibility, although it may have only been a limud chos, of allowing reading newspapers on Shabbos, which was reflected by the Makor Baruch as the Netziv's personal practice. Okay. Fine. Be that as it may, bottom line, lehalacha, we seem to accept the reason of mimsach hafsacha, to the extent that there are any grounds for kulas, either in defining the scope of mimsach hafsacha as applies to shtari deotos, or in allowances under certain circumstances of onik Shabbos like the Magen Avraham, that seems to be based on the fact that this is a gzera atu, the real authentic shari dotos, and that which is also gzera atu, the real authentic shari dotos, if we're not concerned about mechika, but just mitzvah chesucha, there may be more latitude to be mekel, although it's unclear lalacha how much latitude we actually give and how far you could take that.